This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN, and we always talk with our friends from the Lauda District Library. Now, usually we talk to our good friend Chelsea Payton, but Chelsea is out today, so we have Ellen Peters here, who is the Executive Director of the Lauda District Library, joining us. And Ellen, we wanted to talk today about... And Chelsea has brought it up a couple times, but we wanted to jump headlong into the makerspace.
It's a place where people can create a number of things. So we'll have technology in there, so like a 3D printer, so people Ooh. Can create things with a 3D printer. We'll have the ability for people to make art projects and crafts, sewing, all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a library of things. And then we'll use those library of things to also have classes. And then people will also have the ability to come in and create on their own. So maybe anything from quilting to technology. And we're hoping to have a really good art space, possibly pottery and other art projects.
Were people coming up to the library and saying, you know, it'd be neat if you had one of these. How did we stumble across this idea?
Well, a lot of libraries have maker spaces, and they're very popular. So we've wanted to do one for a while, but the impetus for it was actually a wonderful family, the Wanderers. They are from Grand Haven, and their mother and father lived here. They have a fund with the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation, and they give a little bit to us each year, and they approached us and said they would like to do something bigger for us. And so immediately we said, well, we've been wanting to do this makerspace for a really long time. And so through a lot of back and forth with the Wanderers family, they decided to fund the project. And we are so excited. They are so generous. And so that's how we're going to be paying for the remodel of one of our spaces in the library to turn it into this beautiful, wonderful makerspace.
And where, and specifically in the library, will said makerspace be located?
So it's on the lower floor. There used to be a computer lab there, and the room has kind of turned into storage with everybody just kind of dumps everything.
It's become one of those places.
It's become one of those spaces, a wasted space. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to turn it into something that the community can use to do really fun things, and it'll also be a third meeting space so that if people go to book a room and they're both booked, we'll have a third one now. So lots of wonderful things for that space. We're so grateful to the Wanderers family. They've donated $150,000 for the project, and they're hoping that someone in the community will match another $50,000.
Okay.
Probably the project's going to take $200,000. Okay. So they are going to help us raise those extra funds. And again, I just can't thank them enough. And they're going to be involved through the whole process. And then we're going to do this in memory of their parents.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice.
Yes.
Do we have a ballpark time on this? I know you're putting the funds together. I mean,
well, we're hoping to do it within a year. Maybe that's too hopeful. But that's the thought. We already are looking at designers and contractors, so we're hoping to get some construction started this summer. So we'll be putting in a sink. We'll be changing up the floors so that people can be messy. They can go in and paint and maybe do pottery and things like that and get the floor all messy, and we won't care. And so those are kind of the changes that we're making. We'll have like a kitchen type setup in there with water. And hopefully we will be done this time next year. You will be able to come in and do some really great, fun, creative things in there.
When I was a child, if you told me you could go make a mess at the library, I would have thought you were nuts. But we now have live in a different time.
We live in a different time. And we want to do stuff. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was our survey. So we've sent out a community survey to everybody on our email list, and it's also on our website, so you can go there and complete it. And it's our annual survey where we ask about our hours, our services, our programming, our staff, everything that you can think of, because we want feedback from the public so that we can always do our best. And in the survey, we have a section for what would you like to see in this makerspace? And we have a ton of ideas in there. And you can go and say, okay, these are the five things that matter the most to me. I would love to see this in the makerspace. And we're really going to listen to the community and and design that space for what the community wants and needs.
Okay. And the survey, how do do people go pick up the survey? Is it an online thing? How do we do the survey?
We have it at the library in print. We've sent it out email, but you can just go online. It's on our main page on the website, and you can click on it and go through and take that survey. We're also taking it out to the schools and to some other groups that we're engaging with, and just trying to get ideas from everybody, every walk of life, every age group, every demographic. And so we welcome your feedback on this.
This is Ellen Peters. She is the executive director of the Loudoun District Library. Ellen, if people want to learn more about what's going on down there at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
Well, our website, www.loudoutlibrary.org.
This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN, and I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. We'll talk to you next week.